Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's lots to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
Bushka, that bushka, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that bushka, that bushka.
me inside and round, round, upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round, upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round, upside down. Boy, you turn me.
To open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Hello and welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Chris Anelli.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
How are you both?
I'm all right, mate. Thank you. You?
Good, thank you. Has the week been all right so far?
Yeah,
I mean, we are on Thursday, so more than halfway through.
Yeah, it's been all right so far. I mean, been a bit very busy this week. Got some potential interviews coming our way, which I'm sure you two will enjoy as
Getting back to normal after the Christmas period where it was just no interviews. We're getting back into the swing of things now.
Definitely is. Yeah. And, I mean, I've got a specific interview that you two might enjoy, actually.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit before, but we're just in the early stages of getting it, and that is with EA Games.
EA Games, okay.
So we're going to
talk... That's a big interview.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about the latest Battlefield game that has just been released. Because there's some new content coming out. I think it's Season 1, is it? Season 1 that's coming out now?
Something like that.
So Season 1 or Season 2, one of the two anyway. But more on that later on. And we've also got, and we were talking about a little bit about this last week, and I've still got to educate you a little bit on this. Resident Evil.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Resident Evil showcase at 10 o'clock tonight.
Shall tune in for that. So, is it on YouTube? Or?
It's on the YouTube, yes.
Okay, and I'll be tuning into that.
And it's only about, from what I heard, it's going to be about a quarter of an hour long, so about 15 minutes long.
15 minutes. So I think that'll be enough, won't it? Just a little showcase.
I think it's just going to show you the latest game. I mean, if you haven't played the other games, you can play it, but I'd recommend playing the others first because you need to understand the story because it's basically one big story. It's just separate chapters, if you get what I mean. It's like, how do I put it? You can go in the game solo. I mean, you can go in the game without knowing any of the background and stuff like that, and you still enjoy it. But if you want to enjoy it better, you need to play the other games because you actually understand them.
In like chronological order,
yes.
Like from start to in the right order as well, so like in the timeline.
What I would suggest is Resident Evil first, the first remake. Then Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3, then Code Veronica, then you need to go back to Resident Evil 0, which is the prequel, but I recommend playing the prequel after you play Resident Evil 1, because if you play the prequel before Resident Evil 1, it will kind of give away the story for Resident Evil, the first Resident Evil. So I suggest you leave the prequel till after you play the original, I think.
Okay. Right. Bear that in mind, all the gamers out there who are either Resident Evil fans or maybe wanted to get into Resident Evil themselves.
Yeah. And there's also going to be a new film coming out for Resident Evil as well. And it's with the director is Zach Cregger. And he's also directed Weapons and Barbarians. So that's going to be an interesting... Weapons is really good. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know if... It was a very slow burn, weren't it? I think it's like... You don't jump it right into it. It's like... Because it's like... The story tells it in a... very different perspectives, don't they? Because it's like, I think there's about 6 or 7 different people we're seeing the film from.
Yeah.
You're seeing their versions of events and that. And it's like, I mean, it's about 2.5 hour film, and it's like, it's a very slow film. I mean, if you're expecting, like, everything to jump at you all at once, it's not going to happen to you.
It's not that kind of horror film.
No,
it's not a jump scary film.
Yeah.
More of an atmospheric film where the atmosphere makes the film. Almost like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre type.
But do you feel... atmosphere. How do you feel about it? Oh, I don't want to spoil too much because I don't want to go into it, but too much into it if you haven't seen the film. If you haven't seen the film, recommend a watch, but... How do you feel about the ending? Because I got a little bit confused about the ending, I'll be honest. Don't want to go too much into it, because, like you say, I don't want to spoil the film. But it's like, do you feel like it ended in a satisfying conclusion, or do you think it left it open for a potential sequel?
It was a tiny bit confusing. I'm not going to give anything away, but it was a tiny bit confusing. It took me a while to get my head around it and have a proper think.
Because, unfortunately, something does happen to the main villain, which we don't want to spoil, obviously.
No, definitely not.
But it didn't end... I don't know. It didn't feel like to me that it ended satisfying for me. Mm. It left it open, as far as I'm concerned. Like, there could be a potential sequel to it.
We'll see.
And we're thinking... And there's also talking about the latest film that he's going to make... I've seen a couple of clips of it, behind the scenes clips, and it's set in Prague, and they made it into like a winter, which is supposed to take place between from Resident Evil 2 and 3 timeline, which is in July, but there's no snow in July, so are they going to do it a different way? I think
snow in July.
They made it into like a winter. Raccoon City.
I mean, Prague's not that cold anyway, so...
Yeah, and there's also... from what I've seen, it looks pretty good, but from what I've read, they say they're making it look like taking inspiration from Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 3, but it's going to be the tone of Resident Evil 4.
I see. Just visualise that now. So it's a little combination.
But Resident Evil 4 was more action-packed. So do you think he's going to go down the action route, or do you think he's going to go down the horror route? That's the question, isn't it?
Could they not like combine them both?
They can combine them both.
Because I think combining them both might be the most ideal.
They can combine them both, but...
That's just my opinion.
It's not always the best take. I mean, look at... look at the past Resident Evil films. I mean, with Mila Jovovich and all that, and... I mean, sorry for everybody who likes those kind of films, but not for us, not for me. I mean, have you seen them, Brad?
No.
Right. No. So, but if you like horror films, Brad, I recommend. I recommend playing Resident Evil. Indeed. Don't recommend the films.
Just the games.
Just the games.
You need to give them a go.
Just the games. We'll bear that in mind. We're going to get into a bit of music now before we get on to the interview that we're going to play during the show, and this is Tom Sawyer by Rush.
A Monday This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
The Max Chance Show is now on from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear eclectic music and a bit of comedy.
There's a place I must go. There's a place I must go. It's not a place I have seen.
Rush with Tom Sawyer, a great, great song. Russia also doing their 50-something tour later this year in North America, but I do hope they come to Europe as well, as I'd love to see that band.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I think that's the first time I've ever heard of Rush. I've never even...
Huge in the 80s. Absolutely huge.
I never heard of Rush. I mean, there's that many bands, honestly, I don't know who's who, you know what I mean?
I've probably heard of them,
but I probably couldn't recognise them, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, I probably heard of them in the on the radio at some point, but...
Yeah, they were huge in the 80s.
Yeah.
And they've been in, well, referenced in Family Guy a couple of times, yeah. South Park as well.
Yeah.
Well, the two programmes I've never watched, so, you know, so I don't watch Family Guy. I mean, I've heard of Family Guy, but I've never watched South Park either, so... That goes to explain a lot, doesn't it?
Well, before we do get into this interview eventually, we do have a competition to announce, don't we?
Yes, we do. I mean...
It's a rather interesting one.
Yeah, and, I mean, have you figured out what today's national day is today?
I never heard it until you mentioned it.
Until the music break, I'd never heard of this national day, and...
Yeah, I mean, neither have I. I mean, this is the first time I've actually heard of it. And I've got to say thank you to Rick for sending me this. It's talking about National Pothole Day. So, which doesn't sound like a very good day, does it really, for
National Pothole. I know we've got, like, another potholes all over the UK. It's like they are a big problem, but I didn't realise it'd be a national day dedicated to them.
Well, it is a big problem for people who drive cars and stuff like that. I mean, because, I mean, to say the amount of damage, I mean, when you look at it, the amount of damage that it can cause to a car is absolutely unreal.
People as well. I've seen people, cars being affected by potholes on videos and pictures, and also people who have either been injured by them or fallen down a pothole completely.
Yeah.
It's not very nice.
I mean, it's dangerous as well. I mean, because a lot of people, I mean, you don't know how deep the potholes can be. And also, it can be dangerous. It can be very dangerous. And I think we've got just the thing for our listeners who are, if you're stuck in potholes and you want a survival, a pothole survival gear, then you've come to the right place. And I want to say thank you so much to Fix My Car, who has sent me this package. So we have got £140 worth of survival gear, and it contains a car emergency accident and breakdown kit, including 17 items you might need, from warning triangle, high visibility vest, tire pressure gauge all the way up to the light sticks, a survival blanket, and a long life food rations. So
it's a lot of essentials.
And we're going to give it away to one of you lucky people who are listening to us. So if you are stuck in a pothole, today might be your lucky day, because we've got a survival kit for you. So the question I am going to ask you is, what do drivers commonly report hitting on UK roads in winter? Is it A, potholes, B, penguins, or C, palm trees?
Is it palm trees?
I think it might be palm trees, actually.
Yeah, I think it might be palm trees as well. So if you are interested in winning this competition, you can get in touch with us at our Communities Live Facebook page, or you can send an email to me at chrisandellie89@gmail.com. Again, you can get in touch on the competition at the Communities Live Facebook page, and we also have an email address that you can contact us on at chrisandellie89@gmail.com. And I'm also going to post the competition details later on on our website today as well.
I imagine our socials as well, posting on the socials. Yes. So we'll...
And we will announce the winner next week, next Thursday, so... good luck to everybody who enters, and otherwise stay safe, everybody.
I mean, just on potholes as well, there's a few streets that have a few pothole problems as well. So you mentioned if you're struggling with potholes, there might be some outside a house.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some on like a narrow street, where there's loads of cars parked and everything. It's a real hazard.
Do you feel, Robert? I mean, like, no matter how many times... but you tarmac the road. And I mean, there's been a lot of tarmacking on our roads and stuff like that. But it doesn't always solve a solution, does it? I mean, there's always going to be potholes no matter what.
I mean, it might solve it for years, but then eventually they'll return.
Yeah. Just makes you wonder, do you think we could be something... Well, do you think we could invent something that could stop potholes? But then again, saying that, can you really? You don't really know, do you? I mean...
No, not really.
You know, I mean, it's like, unfortunately, potholes at the moment are here to stay. And, you know, just be careful, anybody who is driving, because it can be dangerous.
Or walking, just watch the floor.
Even walking, I mean, because some potholes can be really, really deep. And,
There's been some horrific injuries I've seen.
I mean, we were laughing about it earlier, but actually it's a pretty serious topic.
I just didn't expect there to be a national day about it. And it's good to raise awareness, though.
And if you are having problems with your car, I mean, if you did get affected by a pothole, I mean, Fix My Car can help as well, and also the AI, so...
Yeah. Plenty of options.
Plenty of options. Anyway, you've got another song that you want to play for us.
Yes, we're going to go to a bit of Rolling Stones now with Paint It Black.
Oh, Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel and Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel and Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You are listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel and Wire.
Thank you.
Thought we'd play a trio of songs there instead. So we started off with the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black, then went to Fleetwood Mac's The Chain, and finally finishing with the Mamas and Papas with California Dreaming. Unfortunately, we won't be able to get this interview out today. Apologies for that, but we will get it out next week.
Yeah, there's been a few technical issues, I don't know, for with me YouTube
side. It happens.
So sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen, but we will definitely play it out next week. I do apologise about that.
Well, they do say good things come to those who wait.
They definitely do. Yeah. Definitely do. So, I mean, we were talking a little bit about Resident Evil earlier on, but you've just mentioned about Game Pass. So
Xbox Game Pass for all Xbox players out there.
And it's... go on. Sorry, you were saying,
Brad. No,
sorry. What were you going to say, Brad?
No, I just... Sort of. As if I was listening.
Fair enough. That's all right. I was just going to say, so we've got the latest Resident Evil game. Well, actually, not the latest. It's called Resident Evil Village. Resident Evil 4 is the latest game in the remake series.
Is Village just number 8?
Village is the 8th.
8th game, but it's not called Resident Evil 8.
Actually, if you put it into chronological order, it's actually the 9th. It's actually the 9th game. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that is because Resident Evil Code Veronica is actually the main part of the story. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think it might be a side story to the actual games. It's not. It's actually a major part of the story. Because it takes place, it's the true sequel to Resident Evil 2 and 3. So really, what Code Veronica should have been, Resident Evil 4, really. If they actually numbered it, but they didn't number it. They made it into Code Veronica instead. And then you got Resident Evil 4 with Leon S. Kennedy, and then you got Resident Evil 5 with Chris Redfield, 6, 7 and 8. But really, it should have been, if you're going to number it, Resident Evil 4 is Code Veronica. Confusing, I know, it's very confusing, but if you want to understand the story better... Code Veronica is a major part of the story.
So you should just playing that definitely.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you could play the originals, but it depends if you like tank controls, that's what we call them anyway. Tank controls can be very clunky, especially in today's age. It's like fixed camera angles and then you got clunky controls, and it was a revolution at the time, but I don't think it will work in today's gaming. And I mean, there's going to be a lot of people who say, like, well, can't we use tank controls and stuff like that? Well yeah, I can understand the nostalgia, but would it work in today's game? I don't think so.
No, I could already see it in a modern situation,
yeah,
it wouldn't work.
And I'm also for saying that I think there's a, like say, Resident Evil Village you were talking about. Now that takes place after Resident Evil 7, and it continues the story from Resident Evil.
I know it's got the same characters as number 7.
It's the same characters as Resident Evil.
It's got the Winters.
Yes, it continues the Winter story, and you're going to be surprised with the villains in this. There's no zombies. There's no zombies in this.
It's just unlike a Resident Evil game. It's because they're usually quite famous for their zombies.
You're sorry?
They are zombie games out there.
They are zombie games, but yeah. Resident Evil Village is not a zombie game.
Right.
It's actually werewolves, vampires.
Completely different.
Yeah, you've got like the creature from the Black Lagoon. I mean, you've got those kind. Say like the Universal Monsters is in this game.
It's
Monsters
All Star game.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to spoil too much into it, but yeah, just imagine like Universal Monsters over the classic. I mean, you can't even like. I don't want to spoil too much into it, but
it's hard to do so.
Yeah,
when you're talking,
when
about
you get to like Heisenberg's factory, which is a very he's well known in the game. So he's one of the main villains. There's five main villains, and there's you've got like four lords who are other lords of this village.
Right.
So you've got like Lady Dimitrescu is like the vampire who lives in this castle. You got oh god. Donna Beneviento, this is going to be a hard one to pronounce. Beneviento, who is like the puppet master. So, like, imagine like live puppets, scary puppets coming after you and stuff like that. Then you've got Moreau, who is like the merman, who is like the creature from a Black Lagoon. And then you got like Heisenberg, who is Dr. Frankenstein, basically.
It's just another Frankenstein, like it's the same character.
Yeah.
So he creates monsters.
Yes, he creates monsters. But I don't want to spill too much into it. Because, like I said, and then you've got the main villain, who is like this goddess and stuff like that. But, I'm shutting up now. I'm not saying anything else, because if I say anything, you're not going to thank me for it. So enjoy the game. Let me know what you think, and then we'll talk about it later on.
We do recommend playing the game. That's the point. Is we do recommend playing the game.
Yeah, and I think I'm actually looking forward to next month. And all. I mean, that is the big one for me because I am a huge, massive Resident Evil fan. I mean, I bought all the games from 1996 onwards. I mean,
I can't believe it's 30 years old.
I know,
this year.
30 years old. It's unbelievable. That's for a franchise.
Yeah. One of the best horror game franchises ever. Probably, if not the best.
It's one of the best games.
It's definitely up there. It's top. I'd call it top three.
Yeah, I mean, like, can you imagine, like, you can't imagine how video games have evolved from now, from like, I always remember Pac-Man. Remember, that was the first game that came out. It weren't the first game that came out. It was actually Ping Pong. It was actually Ping Pong that came out first, and that was an evolution. And guess who made the game? And you're not going to believe who made it. And it was from Atari. It was Steve Jobs.
Wait, he made...
Oh, Steve I've Jobs. Heard about that before.
Steve Jobs actually made the first coloured game.
And this was before Apple.
Yeah, before Apple.
What a genius.
No, I didn't know that, you know. I didn't know that I know he worked for Atari at one point, but I didn't know that he made the first ever coloured game. Because the games back then were always black and white.
Yeah.
And
they were very basic as well. Like, you could do certain things.
But it was revolutionary at the time. And I mean, like, you couldn't afford, when you got to Sega Mega Drive or Game Boy and stuff like that, you thought, how can it get any better than that?
I've still got my old Game Boy as well.
And then when you got the first PlayStation that came out and it went to 3D, you think, wow, how have they managed to get that? And then it just keeps evolving, and evolving. However, I'd like to know where it's going to Where do you think it's going to... Do you think we're still going to be able to evolve games now and again, do you think?
Well, where do we go from here, though?
Because you can't get
I think
any
we've set the bar now, haven't we?
I think you can't get any further than where we are now, I don't think. I mean, I'll be surprised if we do. I mean, but from where you look at games now, I mean, they're already lifelike. Every detail that you can see is lifelike. And it's just going to be incredible where you're going to go from here.
Correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't the PS5 do 8K or somewhere near 8K or something? Or is that not quite...
There is an 8K TV. I think it can do 8K. I think that's the PlayStation Pro.
Yeah, PS5 Pro.
But, I mean, if you've got a PlayStation 5 already, there's no difference between the PlayStation 5 and the PlayStation 5 Pro. Because
you'd need the right TV to be able to see the difference.
There's that. It's also compared to the old PlayStation, which is about £350, and it's still a powerful machine.
Yeah,
you're paying about £700-800 for the PlayStation 5 Pro. And we're saying that the only difference really is that the upscaling of the old PlayStation games, where you can play PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. You can't play the discs, but you can play the online games of the PlayStation, and we're supposed to up-res them, apparently. Mm. Now, does that sound like paying 800? Does that sound like £800 worth it, really? I mean, unless you've got an 8K TV, like you say, I don't think it's worth it.
4K is fine enough.
Yeah, 4K is, you know, brilliant.
Yeah.
But we are at the end of the show, unfortunately, yet again.
So, I mean, that time already? I mean,
yeah,
wow.
It's nice, isn't it? I know. It's crazy to think we've been here for coming up to an hour.
It feels like 5 minutes. I feel like I've only just sat down and we're only talking now.
Always feels like it, the same.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
But it does.
Before we get on to the final song, Chris, would you like to share to the listeners how you can get involved with this show or just Sheffield Live in general?
Yes. So we are looking for more volunteers. If you are interested in coming to join our little team, then you're more than welcome to join us, because we do have fun here on the show. We always talk about topics, and we also do our own ideas, and we have our very own show as well. And if you want to join us as a presenter, we're more than happy to have you. If you're interested in joining, you can come and join us at Communities Live Facebook page. We also have an email address at chrisandellie89@gmail.com. Or if you want to find out more information about Sheffield Live, you can go on to our very own Sheffield Live website. Again, we have our very own Communities Live Facebook page. We have our very own email address at chrisandellie89@gmail.com. Or if you want to find out more information about what we do as a show, you could find out more about Sheffield Live website. And also, as a reminder, the competition will end next Thursday, but we'll get more details on the Facebook page. So stay tuned for that.
But it's been a pleasure, both of you, as always.
Yep. Been a pleasure, Brad. Been a pleasure, Oliver, sir. Thank you. And
we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
We're going to end with this song, because it was also this superstar's birthday last Thursday, but I had unfortunately forgot about it. I apologise for that too, but you're going to end with a bit of Elvis here. Can't be Elvis. We're going to end with Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out, because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? Say hello.
passion in your eyes. Let's don't let a good